Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. First two verses of Psalm 62. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
A mighty fortress is our God. Jesus, it is He, Lord Sabaoth, His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle, a mighty fortress is our God.
Our refuge,
our tower,
our fortress,
our rock,
our deliverer,
our provider,
our Savior.
A mighty fortress is our God. He indeed is our hiding place, our safe refuge. Father, we come into your presence today knowing it is a safe place here in your presence. The world around us can be going to chaos, Lord, but we know there's indescribable peace in your presence. And Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you are a great and mighty God, a God that's never taken by surprise by anything, but a God that knows everything. Omnipresent, omniscient, all-knowing, and we can rely upon your great love for us. Father, on our program today, we'll be talking about places of rest, places of refuge, hiding places that you prepare for us during those difficult times of life. Father, I thank you for the safe pasture that you have provided through your Son, Jesus, who came to this earth for the one purpose, to die for us on the cross of Calvary, to pay the debt that we could not pay. We have all sinned and come short of your glory, Lord. We are all condemned to death because of our sins. But because of your grace and your mercy and your great love for us, you have provided a way of escape through the sacrificial death of the Lamb of God on the cross of Calvary. In his body, he took the penalty for all of our sins. We are declared righteous because of what he has done for us, not because of any good works that we might do. And by accepting him as our Lord and Savior, we have that safe refuge. In a world gone mad, we are in the cocoon of your love. While this earth may provide difficulties for us and heartaches, we know that ultimately, on the other side, we will be in your presence, safe and secure for eternity. So, Father, I thank you for this great truth. I thank you for your presence in our lives through your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for those that are listening today and worshiping with us all across the country. And if there is someone out there, Father, who has never accepted you as their Lord and Savior, I pray, Father, that they might turn to you during this program and accept that free gift of salvation and forgiveness, that they might turn to you and say, Lord, I believe, and I want that safe refuge and place of rest for me. Father, take pleasure in our praise today. Take pleasure in our songs, the scripture that we'll share later. And Father, thank you for the thoughts that we'll share later on about how you have already provided for us a place of rest, a hiding place just for us.
Thank you.
Oh, what a wonderful song. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, soloist Susan Quintine, and Still I Will Trust You.
Thank you.
And now, let me share with you Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God, today taken from the New International Version. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass in the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
O thou, in whose presence my soul takes delight, on whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all. Where dost thou, dear shepherd, resort with thy sheep to feed them in pastures of love? Say why in the valley of death should I thousands of angels. Shepherd, I hear and will follow thy call. I know the sweet sound of thy voice. Restore and defend me, for thou art my all, and in thee I will ever rejoice.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Right now in the background is the Don Marsh Orchestra, a medley of songs, Rock of Ages, He Hideth My Soul, and Hiding in Thee. And before that, we heard from the Christ Church Choir and their song, He Will Keep You. I want to just say thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the program itself. You can listen to it anytime you want, all through the week that this program is aired. You can make a contribution by that website. And there are other things there, like the playlist for this week's program, scripture that we share. Today it was Psalm number 90. And there are other things as well. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Coming up later in our broadcast today, we'll be talking about how our Lord, He makes us lie down. For sheep to sheep, everything must be just right. They need help. They need a shepherd to lead them and to help them to lie down in green pastures. Without a shepherd, they can't rest. Without a shepherd, neither can we. But who is the active one? Who is in charge? The shepherd. The shepherd selects the trail and prepares the pasture. Now the sheep's job, that's us, is to watch the shepherd. For you to be healthy, you must rest. Slow down and God will heal you. He will bring rest to your mind and your body, and most of all, to your soul. He will lead you to those green pastures. Can you imagine the satisfaction in the heart of God when we do the same? His pasture is His gift to us. This is not a pasture that you have made, nor it is a pasture that you deserve, but it is the gift of God. To recognize God as Lord is to acknowledge that He is sovereign and supreme in the universe. To accept Him as Savior is to accept His gift of salvation offered on the cross. God has proven Himself a faithful follower. Now it falls to us to be a trusting children. We'll be talking more about this devotional by Max Licato a little later on in our broadcast. But right now, let's get back to this medley with the Don Marsh Orchestra as we pick up the song, Hiding in Thee.
Thank you.
And now from the book by Max Lucado entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by J. Countryman, a division of Thomas Nelson Books. Today we're talking about the second verse of probably everybody's favorite psalm, Psalm 23. You know that, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The second verse, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. For sheep to sleep, everything must be just right. No predators, no tension in the flock, no bugs in the air, no hunger in the belly. Everything has to be just so. Unfortunately, sheep cannot find safe pasture, nor can they spray insecticide or deal with frictions or find food. They need help. They need a shepherd to lead them and to help them lie down in green pastures. Without a shepherd, sheep can't rest. Without a shepherd, neither can we. In the second verse of that 23rd Psalm, David the poet becomes David the artist. His quill becomes a brush, his parchment a canvas, and his words paint a picture. A flock of sheep on folded legs, encircling a shepherd, their bellies nestled deep in the long shoots of grass. A still pond on one side, the watching shepherd on the other. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters, it says in that second verse. Note the two pronouns preceding the two verbs. He makes me. He leads me. Who is the active one? Who is in charge? Well, the shepherd. The shepherd selects the trail and prepares the pasture. The sheep's job, meaning our job, is to watch the shepherd. With our eyes on our shepherd, we will be able to get some sleep. Isaiah 26:3 puts it this way, You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. For you to be healthy, you must rest. Slow down, and God will heal you. He will bring rest to your mind, to your body, and most of all, to your soul. He will lead you in green pastures. You see, green pastures were not the natural terrain of Judea. The hills around Bethlehem, where David kept his flock, are not lush and green. Even today, they are white and parched. Any green pasture in Judea is the work of some shepherd. He has cleared the rough, rocky land. Stumps have been torn out and the brush has been burned. Irrigation, cultivation, such are the work of a shepherd. Hence, when David says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures, he is saying, My shepherd makes me lie down in his finished work. With his own pierced hands, Jesus created a pasture for the soul. He tore out the thorny underbrush of condemnation. He pried loose the huge boulders of sin. In their place, he planted seeds of grace and dug deep ponds of mercy. And he invites us to rest there. Can you imagine the satisfaction in the heart of the shepherd when, with work completed, he sees his sheep rest in the tender grass? Can you imagine the satisfaction in the heart of God when we do the same? His pasture is his gift to us. This is not a pasture that you have made, nor is it a pasture that you deserve. It's a gift of God. Heavenly Father, I do thank you that the great shepherd came to this earth to prepare a pasture for me, a pasture where I can rest in confidence that my shepherd is watching out for me. And thank you, Father, for that free gift that you have provided for me, purchased by the death of Jesus, who took in his own body the penalty for my sins, so that I may rest, knowing that my sins have been forgiven and that I have been washed white as snow. Truly, your great gift of mercy and grace is a gift of a pasture in which I can lie down and worship you.
As a shepherd leads his flock, so he will guide us and bring us safely to the place we will call home. And though at times the path seems seem steep and dangerous. I will not fear what lies ahead, for I'm not alone. He will be there, and I will fear no evil. He will be there, and He will lead the way. And though I walk through the valley in great darkness, He will be there, and I will not be afraid. There are days our hearts are filled with joy and confidence. We feel His presence, and we know that He cares. But in those hours when it seems the journey's unending, you'll hear His voice saying, "My child, you're almost there."
Well, thank you for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. We just heard from Rick Webb and his song, "He Will Be There." Thank you also for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. Write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove, radio and television ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marsh Singers and their song entitled, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
To the Lord in prayer. Jesus.